All right, everybody, this may get a little spooky on the intro, but A-Rod may be A-Rodamus, like Nostradamus. He predicted something, folks.
And Milwaukee is a trash can fire.
Hold on. I will say this. I would have said good God, but now that I think about it, they got RJ, who played quite well against the Lakers. Yeah. They got Quick, who wants to play. They got Kelly, who actually likes playing.
Yeah, and Milwaukee is a
just
disaster.
Lost a fucking Memphis and the Wizards.
And Doc's
their coach.
And Doc is terrible. I mean, we got a chance here, man. When Jim Carrey's like Dumb and Dumber? So you're saying there's a chance?
That's yeah. And that would be the 24th win. So that then. Guys, he predicted it. His new name is A-Rodamus. A-Rodamus. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast. And I am your host with the other hosts. And we have a guest. I'm Hoopo. That's Max P. And that's A-Rod. This is J.O. He's back by popular demand. And can I just tell you something? The writing is on the wall. The Raptors just won 2 in a row. Let me say that again. 2. In a row. Uno, due. What's up, boys?
What is up?
Man, you predicted it. A-Rodamus.
Pop-up shop. Yes. Coxwell and Danforth, come get your readings.
Here's my palms.
Call me now.
Take it, you gypsy. Man, J.O. is back by popular demand. Living like man. I said, J.O., how you doing, man?
I'm living the dream, man. Glad to see you guys. Still happy, still healthy, still living through these dark Raptor days. Whoa. And keeping your energy and spirits high. Makes me feel good on the inside.
Yeah. Man, we're trying, man. We're trying.
Super happy to have you back. Fuck Duke. But, let's get this thing going, man.
We didn't even chat about when his boys lost. We didn't even chat. I tried to bring it up and do, hey, A-Rod, why don't you give me one word on that game? He's like, before I even asked him, he's like, don't even ask me about one word.
Nobody's happier I haven't been here during March Madness than now. Nobody happy. It would have been a rough go.
Well, speaking of rough go, the Raptors had a rough go up until it was Friday night. They lost, I think it was 14 or 15 in a row. And the Bucks, they went to Milwaukee. And the Raptors pulled it out, 117 to 111 in Milwaukee. So first, before we get into tonight's game, the Wizards game, let's give me one word. Give me your vibe. Give me your take on that game. A-Rod, hit me.
Timberlake, cry me a river. Cry me a Doc River, actually. Oh. This man is a bum. A certified bum.
Yeah, he is.
It is crazy how he took over for a 30-13 coach who, in all fairness to the management, Milwaukee looked awful during that 30-13. If there ever was an awful basketball team with that win record, that was them, considering the roster and the talent they had on there. But to take over a team that at least is second in the standings and look like absolute trash beyond that, and make it even doubly more so, it's something special to the coaching job, man.
Yeah. So cry me a river.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, that's the name of the episode, Down by the River. So you're on my same vibe. How about it, Max P? What was your vibe? What was your take? What you got?
The traveling staff, that's my word. Because when Doc Rivers was trying to explain why the team's been so bad, dude was like, oh, I actually been, this is a quote, I actually been taking a look at everything. As if that wasn't your job in the first place.
That's why they hired you, Doc.
And he said, you know, I don't know, like the traveling staff and we're on the road. I don't know if it's, and then he just kind of trailed off into some other things. But he specifically brought up the staff when they were on the road as a reason they could possibly be losing these games. Wow. I said, come on, Doc, this is. Even Paul Pierce ain't got your back on this
the
one.
The traveling staff. My God.
That's my word.
I like it. What about you, J.O.? What would you take out of that one?
I wish I had a carrot with me because my word is, what's up, Doc?
Yes.
listen, some people continuously find ways to fail upward. And I don't know how they break the laws of physics, but no matter how many times they continuously shit the bed, they get opportunity and chance after chance after chance. Doc Rivers knows more basketball than he's forgotten more than I'll ever know, granted. But I'm an average Joe walking on the street. You're in NBA circles, man. You gotta know better. JJ Redick has called him out numerous times. Doc, yep. Doc should not be. He keeps getting all these chances with all these great teams, and he doesn't elevate, man. If anything, he stagnates or he regresses. He never gets better, ever. I've never seen him go to a situation where a team was maybe average, middle of the road, and then he elevated them. They stay where they are, or they get worse.
Yeah.
What does this guy do? I'm not giving him no credit for Boston. Listen, I couldn't coach that team to a championship. I could have.
Oh, man. Yeah, Rondo and Garnett did.
Come on. This guy could have coached that team. This guy could have coached that team, man. Both kill.
But Doc things, and listen, I don't think anybody views Milwaukee as a serious threat because of it's going to come down to X's and O's in the playoffs, and I don't even think Doc Rivers' mother trusts him in the playoffs to coach that team against a Boston. I even give them New York without Randall. They're not beating.
Whoa.
No.
I agree with you.
I agree with you, Gavin, too.
So what up, Doc?
Yeah, I like it, man. And I'll keep it on the Doc tip that it's just thank you, Doc Rivers, because you coached that game terribly. Terribly. And you looked frustrated. You looked confused. It looks like dementia's kicking in a little bit. To talk about the X's and O's, I don't think he can decipher between what's an X and what's an O anymore. So that's got to be tough on the players. It's got to be tough on the management. Because then you look at it, it's like, well, why did we get rid of AG? And we got this guy. And what'd you used to call him, Max? Chat Keshers? Or check Keshers? What was the word you had? A-Rod had a...
We both had a term. I called them check collectors, and A-Rod had...
Wage thief.
He's a wage thief.
I like wage thief.
That's what Doc is. He's a wage thief, man. I just... Because on J.O.'s tip, it's like he doesn't get better. He's just cashing checks. He's a wage thief because of his name. So, yeah, I guess all four of us, let's just give him a... Get to forget it. All right. But Raptors, we salute. That was a good win. And IQ on that post game, you could feel the emotion through that camera. That was nice to see, man. So with all what he's been dealing with I guess a family member or whatever it was good to see him come out there and have a big game. So let's jump into this one that had just finished. Raptors 132, Wizards 122, Raptors 130. Raptors take two in a row. But before we get into it, A-Rod, did you say Raptors were already locked into the sixth worst record?
I mean, mathematically not, but they probably have to lose maybe one more.
Okay. So
I know Memphis is like three games up on them.
Okay. All right, so that's two in a row. A-Rod, give me one word. Give me your vibe. What do you got?
Totally predictable with this game. Totally predictable, man, because I was watching the last Wizards game when they did play them.
Yeah.
And you remember it was like just Gary Trent and a bunch of the young bucks playing them. And yeah. I believe they were up like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this and how it was just awful play, but you could kind of see the Wizards like going all out.
Oh, that was a terrible game. I forgot about that.
And then Jordan Poole made that nice pass at the end there, looking like he was, you know, prime Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Wizards snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in that one. Mm-hmm. So you could tell the Raptors being healthy, having all their guys back, they were going to come and just destroy these guys.
Yeah.
So it was pretty predictable.
Well, you called it. You called it. Max P, what do you got?
Enough. We were taking the beat down and the beat down, and the tank was rolling and rolling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young Bree would be proud the way the tank was rolling.
How you do here. That there?
and eventually, you know, when you're in like that spot where it's just like, okay, we're trash and nobody cares about us and nobody respects us, and people come through expected to just get that win. It's nice every once in a while for a team in that position to just get up and punch somebody right in the mouth.
Yeah.
You know? And enough.
Enough. Enough. Just like what's his name? Gobert should be doing. He says he's warning them. Well, why don't you just do it? Enough. Enough,
hey, enough with the talking. We've seen Draymond choke you out. I think he was arguing with a completely different person. Yeah. Next thing you know, he was choking out Gobert.
That was the episode. J.O., one of the episodes he was on was right after he did that choke. What about you, J.O.? What do you got on Mania weekend? What do you got on
Mania?
Who cares?
True.
Washington has lost 64 games. Like, I mean, ooh. One of my favorite Venn diagrams is two circles that are intersecting, and there's a small little sliver that's colored red.
Yeah.
One circle it says moral. In the other circle it says victories. Small little slither it says pointless. It doesn't matter. God damn.
It really doesn't.
At this age, I don't believe in moral victories. I don't believe in none of that. I'm far more interested in Jontay Porter.
Jontay's parlay.
They won, so that's worth something, I guess.
But yeah.
What is that going to be in the grand scheme? The young guys are showing. Does anybody trust these young guys on these teams? I don't. You know, I personally don't. So, congrats, but who cares?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Congrats,
buddy. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
That's the best way to say it.
Yeah. I don't really have anything either. Just I let's get this over with. I'm done with this season. I've been done for a while now, and I probably shouldn't be saying that as a host of a Toronto Raptors podcast. But hey, come on, man. Let's take a little sip of the reality here. Let's get on to the next season. Let's get healthy. Let's get real guys back here, and let's stop these 10 days. And blah 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 blah. Done. That's it. I'm over it. So
yeah, well, we're rocking with the Raptors. We're not rocking with this season.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. 100%. Exactly. So thank you for that. Let's move on to something. I have a quick question here, guys. So I have a bit of a bone to pick here. So I went on my run today, going to Tommy Thompson, right? So I'm running. I'm feeling pretty good. I got a bit of a IT band issue. My knee's a little sore, right? So I'm just running. I'm like, I'm more of a jog or more of a trot, not much of a run, right? So I'm going. I'm feeling good. Ooh, I got to go to the washroom. So they have these little blue porta potties around Tommy Thompson Park, right? So I stop at the first one, just pull over. I'm just going to take a piss, right? I walk in, I look on the toilet, and some motherfucker took a shit all over the toilet and all over the walls. Now, who drops shits like that? You know who does? LBJs. Loose booty joggers. That's who they are. So I want to ask you guys, for these loose bowel joggers, where could they go to get a little help with the drip? With the drip coming out the backside while they go for a run. Do you guys know of anywhere that these guys maybe could, get that tightened up and fixed up?
Max, all you
have. Just to confirm, we're referring to anal leakage?
Yes. Old man plumbing issues.
I think you know where to go, man. You should.
Yeah. No, do you guys know of anywhere to get this fixed up for these poor guys? Maybe they're listening right now, Maybe it was just an accident, poor guy.
I know Popeye supplements.
Yeah, maybe. Let's go.
But you might need to get some diapers first, then Popeye supplements.
Ah, that's a good idea. So for any of your drip needs, go to Popeye supplement and ask the girl or the man at the front desk and be like, or sorry, the man or the woman at the front desk, say, I got a little problem back here. You got something in the back to help me out? They'll be able to help you out. So that means this is another episode of this or
that.
And let's get into it. J.O., you ready for this?
Always.
All right. So we're going to stay in Milwaukee because there's really nothing in Washington except lion-ass politicians. So let's just stay in Milwaukee. So what we're going to do here is our first one. Who's the worst coach? Who is the worst coach out of these two? Kevin O'Neill. Okay, we're going old school. Ooh. Kevin O'Neill, where he took a lamp and sent it to hell. I don't know if you remember that story. He got one too many cocktails in him at the hotel after a 50th loss and sent that lamp to hell. So we got, who's the worst coach, Kevin O'Neill or Doc Rivers? Who do you got? And this is an honest question here. Like, who is the worst coach? And Kevin O'Neill or Doc Rivers? Hit me. A-Rod, who do you got?
All right. I'm gonna say Kevin O'Neill. As much as I called, Doc Rivers a bum just a few minutes ago, I'm going to say Kevin O'Neill, because at least Doc Rivers has taken teams to the playoffs and had some semblance of success. No, the championship does not count. I'm sorry, because like J.O. said, anybody could have coached that team. But Kevin O'Neill, I don't know. Interesting topic would be Doc Rivers with this Raptors team. That would be an interesting coaching.
Raptors roster.
Specifically. Well,
let's switch it up then. Could Doc Rivers coach that roster better than Kevin O'Neill coached that roster? I like that. Switch it up.
too hard of a question. I'm gonna leave it for brighter minds.
Who's the worst coach, Max P? Who's the worst coach? Who do you got, Doc Rivers or Kevin O'Neill?
I gotta go with Doc Rivers.
Yeah,
I scratched my head at this guy. Like, wait a minute. Did they secretly give Doc Rivers reparations and left everybody else alone? Like, what is going on out here? Mm. How does he keep winning like this?
Yeah.
He is definitely connected.
Something's connected, yeah.
And I don't know how connected works, but Doc is connected.
Yeah.
It's obvious. He can't lose.
He really can't. So you got
he
Doc.
He can't lose. Yeah. And he gives coaches a bad name. He stole the job from Homie. Homie was out the first year on the job. Great record. Mm-hmm. Great record. Doc Rivers blows him up from behind.
Mm.
And now he's blaming the traveling staff.
Blows him up from behind.
No diddy.
No diddy.
No dinner.
Hey.
Hey,
that's crazy.
Blows him up from behind. Doc Rivers, what are you doing, man? Relax.
I am.
All right, so we got... A-Rod, who'd you pick? You picked Kevin O'Neill.
Yes.
Okay, so we got a tie right now. Okay, J.O., who do you got? You got Doc Rivers or Kevin O'Neill?
You know what? This is a good question, man. And I was leaning Kevin for a minute because those were some dark days, man. Those were some dark rocking days.
Yeah.
In the middle of a bench trade, bringing in Young Bosch. You know, it was a transition that never really picked off the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
But looking at these pictures, Kevin O'Neill really looks like Larry David, man.
He does.
Yeah.
Like younger Larry David. Yeah.
Now all I can think of is Larry David coaching the team. And you know what? That's enough for me to say this guy's a good coach. So I'm
going wouldn't that be amazing just to have him for like a few games?
Great, that's appointment television. But all jokes aside, Doc Rivers is horrendous. Horrendous. And,
yes.
We say that he's been to the playoffs, but when you really look at the rosters this guy's had, he's gone to the playoffs with, that should be an expectation of ridiculous proportions. Like you have multiple Hall of Famers. You're supposed to go to the playoffs. That, period. You know what I mean? So I think Doc, again, he keeps failing upwards, and he'll continue to get jobs because I don't know what kind of evidence he has on people in his
hierarchy. Connected.
He's got snakes on everybody. It has to.
Like he's the Epstein of coaching.
Final answer, Doc Rivers.
All right. 2-1 for Doc. I'm not going to even try jokes here. I'm going to look at facts. And my facts are this, that Kevin O'Neill had so much heart, and I just feel like Kevin O'Neill wasn't just cashing checks. Kevin O'Neill had a roster that had a little bit of LBJ in it. You know what I mean? It had some loose bowel jogging in it, and it was not a good team. It was like you said, J.O., it was dark. Dark days, but he fought. I remember he fought, and what I saw on Friday night, just for example, Doc Rivers was not fighting. He did not look like he gave two shits. He's a wage thief, like J.O. says, or sorry, A-Rod says, and he's just cashing checks. And like you said, he's failing upwards. Absolutely, that's a perfect way to put it. It's unreal that he just keeps getting work. How are you still working? Even when remember when his name came up, like rumors. Doc Rivers is going to coach Milwaukee. Why? Everybody was like, why?
You know what's crazy? When he got the job at ABC and Van Gundy and Mark Jackson got fired.
Yeah.
Right. Doc Rivers was horrible at the job. We couldn't hear a word he was saying. He was so gravelly. He never gave Doris any room to breathe. It was like she wasn't on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't do a good job anywhere, bro. Except for Garnett and Paul Pierce and Rondo and Ray Allen carrying this dude to a championship. Other than that, like where is the? I don't get it.
Kevin O'Neill's the better coach. Boom, done. Doc Rivers, you lose. All right, next up. If you had your team, so you got your Brampton team, Max P. We got our Greenwood team over here. If you have your first draft pick here, and these two boys are on the clock, and you could pick one of the two. Who you starting your team with? Dame Dalla? Damian Lillard with your pick? Or are you going with Ray Allen? Oh, So you got one pick to start your team off, Dame or Ray Allen.
I want to hear what A-Rod got to say, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to say Ray Allen.
You're going Ray Allen?
I'm going to say Ray Allen, man. Thing is, a lot of people didn't know about Dame when he came out of college. He wasn't Dame before he was Dame. So I'm going to go with Ray Allen, man. Ray Allen was, I mean, you look at the shooting stroke alone.
Man.
It is just a thing of beauty.
Beauty.
He got game, Jesus Shuttlesworth. You look at what he became, or what he became, and it's just, man.
Legend.
I got to go Ray Allen.
Going Ray Allen. I like it. What about you, Max? You got Damian Lillard or Ray Allen headed to Brampton with your first pick? What do you got?
Quick shout out to Dame Lillard. I remember being at my homie's house, and he was trying to tell me about Dame Lillard. Highlights were playing on the TV. I was literally in the middle of saying, who the hell is this? Or who the fuck is this guy? And he jumped up and yapped on somebody. He just murdered some big man in the key. And he's short, so I didn't even know he could dunk. And that just made me say, okay, let me just respect this guy with the zero on his chest, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, you see when you talk shit to him, what happened to the Clippers, like,
boom.
And I remember that highlight when he did that to me, and I was just sitting on the couch. Like, Dame Lillard has a way of shutting people up if you talk shit to him. But I'm going with Ray because he's from that era.
Yes, he is.
Jordan 12s, Jordan 13s. Come on.
Yeah.
That's Jesus right there.
We ain't done with the
90s.
We ain't done with the 90s.
No. Come on, man. Stop it. You're telling on yourself with that hashtag. Stop it, kids. Stop it.
Nice. Okay, so you both took Ray. Joe, who do you got? Ray Allen or Damian Lillard?
Unanimous. I'm glad the pictures you're showing are of Ray in a Milwaukee jersey.
Yes, yeah, of course.
I think people really forget who that dude was when he came into the league. Like, I think him just yamming on dudes was on top of what he was doing.
People forget about that Ray Allen. You're right.
The first 2K, they had clips of plays when the game started up. And one of my favorite dunks I've ever seen was he yacked it, and then he was like hanging on it, and it was like, it's the first clip, and I'm like, this guy is a monster.
Man, I remember that.
And Seattle Ray Allen, I think, doesn't get the credit he deserves because he was just a different animal. And listen, I got nothing but respect for Dame Lillard. I think he's a walking bucket. He's fantastic. He's a fantastic player. But in terms of what I prefer in a player, I think Ray gave you everything, man. I think he just had all of it. He adjusted his game as he got older.
Yeah, he did.
Good point. Screens, but he was a lifer, and he's going to the Hall for a reason. He's not there already. I can't remember. Dame's going too, but preference. It's Ray all day.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make this a clean sweep because I'm going with Ray Allen as well. It's just so smooth. And just his shooting stroke alone, I always studied the greatest shooters of all time, trying to perfect my shot growing up, and he was on that list, you know, of just that bucket of just the most beautiful shots. And it was the same every time, every single time.
He didn't use any energy, no waste of motion.
And you'd hear it from people that, you know, who were his teammates. It's just the way his work ethic was, the way he worked out, the way he worked his shot is just constantly up, down, just nonstop, not elbowing. It's just beautiful. And that alone, just that discipline, plus how smooth he was and just what he brought to the league is Ray Allen. And like you all said, Damian Lillard, absolutely great basketball player, walking bucket for sure. But for me, it's not even close. But I thought it would be a nice duel between those two. So let's move on. We got a street fight right here to end this off before the shout's out. And this one's big. And we'll start off with the big one. Glenn.
Hey.
Big Dog Robinson. In this corner, man. Exactly. And we got Glenn Big Dog Robinson against Brook Lopez.
Hey.
What?
In a street fight. I just want to see. Who do you got?
This is the easiest one you gave out tonight, man. This is the easiest one all day.
Brook Lopez.
All day, man. Do you understand?
That's a shocker.
This is the easiest pick I made tonight, man. You
know okay, I want to hear it. Hit me.
Because first of all, you didn't say what type of match it is. You just said street fight. And by street fight, you're saying anything goes. My man, Brook Lopez, has been practicing wrestling moves pre-game almost every single game for 82 solid games. He's been in that lifestyle, man. And then afterwards, you're going to talk to me about a street fight? What makes you think that Robin Lopez isn't going to come in and help him hit somebody with a steel chair?
Talking about Sideshow Bob, bro? Yes, man.
Easy pick.
Really? Okay, so you got Brook Lopez 1-0. All right. Hey, Rod. All right, Max P, who you got? You got Glenn Big Dog Robinson with his big contract. He was the first one, wasn't he, to get that big contract before KG?
Yes.
So
I remember everybody was looking at him just crazy.
Yeah. He deserved it, man. I mean, he was dominant.
He definitely deserved it, but it was like, whoa.
It was a big
Big Dog's getting the big bucks. Everybody was watching.
I'm almost trying to remember how many threes a game he used to shoot. Like, I don't feel like it was a lot if I go back.
No.
I feel like for that era, maybe it was a lot. But three or four. If you go back and look at it, it's probably not that much.
Well, who do you got,
compared
Max,
to now?
In a street fight?
In a street fight, I'm going to go with Big Dog.
You want Big Dog?
I feel like Big Dog will have, like, the street kind of blocked off with, like,
it's
people lighting fires like South Africa and shit. Like, you just have the whole like Haiti or something. You have the whole block just locked off. Like, you in my house now, and it'd be all over. You'd be like, oh shit, what do we walk into? Right. What do we walk into?
This is South Africa.
just swinging too, right? Just swinging.
Sorry, all quick right. blurb. I just double checked. Glenn Robinson, career 0.9 threes made per game on 34%.
0.9 on 34%.
That's a good percentage. Good such a low.
Man, okay.
Good for an old 80-75 game.
yeah. Tough to get those shots, yeah.
But in that era, think about the pressure a man like Steve Kerr or Craig Hodges or John Paxton or B.J. Armstrong when Jordan passes you the ball and you ain't shot the ball all night. And Jordan passes you that ball. Oh, my goodness.
The big dogs weren't even allowed to shoot those threes, though. Remember, it was frowned upon. You remember that? Like, it was just, these guys didn't do that. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
But well, yeah, him and Reggie are probably the first ones to do the whole pull up on a fast break and shoot the three.
But Reggie for sure. Yeah.
I remember Big Dog doing that too.
Antoine Walker, come on, man.
Antoine Walker was in his own world. He was in his own world.
Rest in peace, his contracts, man.
He's looking fat. You see his belly nowadays? Goodness gracious.
It happens, man. So who'd you pick?
Antoine No Walker.
Looking like the penguin out here, man.
The penguin
shooting those tour date numbers, man. 3 for 21, man.
J.O., who you got, man? So we got 1-1. So you could break this tie right now. Brook Lopez or Big Dog?
This is not close, but not for the reasons that A-Rod said. Like, I'm not. The phrase grown man strength, I think, is something that people don't really take into account. Like, there's dudes who don't have to go into the gym. They don't have to bench press 305. They just got grown man strength. The Ed Robinson's the kind of cat that will just stand on the corner, cigarette in his mouth.
Yes.
Cigarette hanging. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's somebody you don't fuck with. You just look at him and just know this is a guy who's going to cause a problem. Brook Lopez, don't respect to him. I see his haircut. His name is Brook. Ain't nobody scared of nobody named Brook.
No. Listen, Brook.
From back up, he's calling Robin? Come on, dog. Ain't nobody worried about him.
What are we, bird watching?
You know what I mean? Like, I got love for him, nothing against the boys, but grown man strength is a serious thing, and I think Glenn's from a different. Glenn grew up in the crack era, bro. Like, he's seen some shit.
Shout out to Milwaukee. It gets rough out there. They don't get enough credit for that, man.
I don't know if this is rough as Union Station, man. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Lansdowne and Queen. I love that. No, the grown man strength. I'm going with the Big Dog as well. Just for what you said right there. He is. You know who had that too was Big Country on Vancouver had that grown man strength, that hay baling strength. Yeah. And that's what this is. It's that same sort of strength that'll just get you. He doesn't have a lot of cardio, won't last long, but if he come out swinging, like you said, with the fire on the street, like you're in Haiti, just going crazy, he's going to catch you with a wild right, and his game over. And the bells, you'll just hear it. Ding, and you're just Robin Lopez or Brooke, whatever your name is, you're done. Just boom. So I like that too. The export gold packs. He's smoking the export gold packs. Remember those? My dad used to smoke those. Just, man. Export a gold packs. All right. Next one. So these are just shouts out now. So shout outs. I looked up who's in Milwaukee, who's in Wisconsin, and wanted to give some shout outs here. So some people may not know that Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, was from Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Shout out. Did not know that.
And I thought he was a ginger.
Give me back my son.
Harrison, I thought he was a ginger. I thought he was from my clan, but he's not. More pictures I look, I'm like, you're actually not a ginger. So my whole life I thought he was a ginger, but he's not. So sorry, Harrison, I thought you were on the squad, but you're not. So next up, we got Chris Farley, who I had no idea where it was from. Yeah, man. And I just want to say it's a sad fact, you know, the cocaine, like you said on the last episode, Max, but you want to stay on the other side of the cocaine.
And, if you must.
Yeah, and this, unfortunately,
it's preferable to just stay away from it. But,
preferable.
Yeah, you don't want to be on this side of the cocaine.
But you don't want to be on that side. Good Lord.
No, I've heard some stories, man, of him being at parties just sweating, like purple sweating. And just like.
And look who he's next to. Look who he's next to in that picture.
Yeah.
Pookie. Our first, hey, don't be like this, kids. Be like this.
But rest in peace, Chris Farley. You were a legend. You were hilarious for the short amount of time that you were on planet Earth, and you brought a lot of smiles while there may have not been a lot on your side. So rest in peace, Chris Farley. Next up, we have Mister, if you could remember this man, yeah, remember that the two headbands, Tim Thomas.
Tim Thomas,
man. Legendary.
Waste of talent.
Yeah,
I rooted for this guy so hard. Pause.
Man, and everybody did.
And he just didn't, you know, never actually got to where he could have got to.
No. I have three guys I want to shout out. So Tim Thomas, I want to shout out OJ Mayo as well.
OJ.
OJ, man.
Apparently, he was the only dude that ever beat MJ in a one-on-one.
Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
Hey, that's just tales from the Gatorade Crypt Keeper.
That's an unsolved mystery right there. That never happened.
What
right.
actually happened, because he was the number one player in the country as a high school player, but talking shit to Mike, and Mike Tommy'd him. That's the real story.
Okay. All right.
But Mike is pretty honest about when people get at him. Like,
For sure. But there are people who say, like, yeah, OJ went in there feeling himself. He was sniffing his salts.
OJ was nice, man. OJ was nice.
Yeah, OJ was another player I don't know if we all rooted for him, but I definitely rooted for OJ. Didn't turn out.
Which OJ are we talking about again?
Memphis OJ?
Memphis OJ,
Not White Bronco OJ?
White Bronco OJ?
Hard copy.
He was just the guy in the Naked Gun commercials for me, the Naked Gun movies. That's all he was for me.
Next one, Brandon Jennings. Another shout out. Brandon Jennings had, I think, his best run in the NBA in a Bucks uniform. I don't know if you can agree, but he had a nice little run there for a bit. Fast, pulling up, boom, boom, boom. You know, he's getting a bunch of assists. He had Milwaukee going pretty well there for a quick minute. So shout out to those three, Tim Thomas, OJ Mayo, and Brandon Jennings. Now this one's a little different. I don't know if you've ever heard of Les Paul. Now, Les Paul is from Milwaukee. Les Paul is the pioneer of the solid body electric guitar. So he's the one who created and pioneered this guitar. And the reason I bring this guitar up, I don't know if I've mentioned it on this pod before, but I was born on tour. My father and mother, my mom was the lead singer, and this is a picture of them here, and my dad was the lead guitarist. And what he's playing there is a Les Paul. And Les Paul was born in Milwaukee and created that guitar in Milwaukee. So shout out to my mom and my dad on the Baby Blues tour, and where I was born. And my mom sounded like Stevie Nicks, and my dad sounded like, I don't know, he was just in his own world. But he could play, man. He could play. He still plays.
It's in the blood. It's in the blood.
Yeah, it is.
That's the best.
Yeah, oh, I know. All right, so this was another edition of Where's the Picture? This or
That.
All right. So let's get around the NBA real quick and wrap this up, boys. So I have a couple of things. You could throw a couple of things out there. But Monty Williams, when asked, would you accept a buyout from Detroit, said no. He would not be open to a buyout. What do you think Detroit should do with Monty, and how do you take that comment? So what, are you stuck with him? Like, what do you do here?
That's a ridiculous question in itself to ask a man. Like,
right?
Hey, do you mind getting fired next week?
After being paid that much, too.
Media is getting out of pocket with a lot of these questions.
Yeah, I was out of pocket.
Not kidding, I think he's been out of pocket with a lot of these questions. Like, what was he supposed to say?
Could we fire you? Are you okay if we fire you?
Speaking of random questions, I don't know if you guys follow the women's college basketball, but did you see what the reporter asked Dawn Staley yesterday?
No.
Before the championship game? So they asked Dawn Staley, head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, would you be okay if transgender women played in NCAA? Whoa,
what
right?
the hell?
Like, and this is
out
like,
of
listen,
pocket.
This is just random question out of nowhere, right before the championship game. Got nothing to do with Iowa.
Look out, it's an ambush. We've been set up.
Yeah. This is like, you know, Godfather, man, when they're rolling up to that border patrol.
Yeah, when they see Sonny Vane, oh, man. Oh, I hate that scene.
What'd she say?
She was just like, she gave like pretty neutral, vague answer. Just,
oh, she dodged it? She dodged it?
She kind of like, she just said, it's cool. Like, media just training. Left it, you know, the trailing comment, you know, we're like, I guess so. You know, you just, like, next question, like, I don't know. I feel bad for these people. They got to answer some craziness.
Aha moment. Everyone's
trying to do And that person gives zero F's about transgender folks, by the way.
No, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? That's the worst thing about that kind of mess right there. When they do it to black folks all the time, you know, they try to speak on our behalf and try to tear somebody down, but they don't give two F's about us, you know? That's how it works.
What do you think of transgenders? Man, out of bounds. Well, okay, Monty, yeah. Hey, can we fire you? Are you okay with that? Yeah, you're right. That's out of bounds. How about Vince? Hall of Fame. Oof. So,
I was going to love this one, J.O.
J.O., let me hear it, man.
Why y'all calling me? What do you say fuck me for?
What do you think?
I've had a rough week. I knew he was going. He deserves to go. I'm still struggling with that jersey retirement shit. Because every time I ask somebody, this is what they always say about Vince in Toronto. It's the same thing. They always say, he introduced the game to a lot of people, which is true. Mm-hmm. But the number one phrase that is always stated by hook or by crook, 80-85% of the time, he put Toronto on the map. Mm-hmm. And I always respond, what does that mean?
Ooh, you don't like that, huh?
What does that mean? And no one can ever answer. What I've determined it to mean is that it allowed Americans to start acknowledging Canada. Toronto. And my response is always, why do you need their approval so goddamn much? Yeah. Like, why was that pat on the head so important to you? Like, you're on ESPN now because of a dunk? Like, who cares? Like, that's never been a thing for me where this American seal of approval is so required. But that's always what it is with Vince. And I look at his 6 years here. He was an okay player. He was an all-star player. Like, he was good throughout the rest of his career, up and down New Jersey. He was very, very good. But Listen, I remember the bad just as much as I remember the good. And I think a lot of people only glamorize the good. Like, they really, really glamorize that shit. I remember.
Yeah, let's not forget the bad. Let's not
forget. He went to Jersey and lit us the fuck up. Like, what are we. Why are we. Yo.
That sucked.
This bitch said, I'm not dunking no more, man. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? Like, have some pride. Yeah. Have some standards, man.
He
like,
gave the really- he gave the place to the other team after timeouts.
Yo, thank you for the memories.
I hated that. I remember that, man. When he said that, I still remember that interview when he said that, oh, I'm not going to dunk anymore. And he said it was such like a snarky.
Pouting.
Yeah. Yeah.
His lip was quivering and he said that shit. He was pouting. Like, what are we doing? I remember that. Have some pride in your city. Have some pride in your team. This dude, burnt bridges can't be rebuilt. All right. We can mend certain fences, but I can't forget how you left, dog. I just can't. Like, that was some real shit. The whole Chris Bosh thing when they're chanting MVP and this man's like, MVP, you fucking kidding me? Like, everything about him was petty, salty, it was immature, it was bitch shit. So why do we have to respond?
I forgot about that.
Like, yo, it's okay now. Management was culpable. No one's forgiving management. But because management was also wrong, it doesn't mean that you're fucking forgiven for your bullshit. Like, it was nonsense. But me and Charles Oakley talk about this.
I remember that populace, that population, that percentage that wanted America's approval so bad back then. I remember that. A-Rod, it looked like you had something right there. What do you want to say? But I remember that.
I was going to say, you know, untold Vince story, because I had a friend who actually met Vince Carter. She went to Golden Griddle. 5 o'clock in the morning, back in Vince's prime, right?
Man, I ain't heard that those two words Glenn in Lewis a minute. Days. Golden Griddle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a Toronto thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
So she goes to Golden Griddle 5 in the morning after a heavy night of clubbing. Ends up falling asleep on the table. Tells me that Vince Carter woke her up, right? And she's like wiping her eyes, you know. And he's like, "Do you know who I am?" And she's like, "Yeah, you're Vince Carter." Right, and he's like, "Don't you want my autograph?"
Oh no!
Man went to her at the table, woke her up after a long night at Golden Griddle, and said, "Don't you want my autograph?"
Oh no!
And I know she would never lie to me about this, you know, because there's literally no reason to. It's the most random story that I've heard about this.
Snatch that Hall of Fame back.
Would you like some grapes?
That is gross. Yeah. That's creepy, man. Mm-hmm. He had Glenn Lewis playing in the background. You know who I am. That's gross, dude. Man. What do you think, Max? What's your take on that? So, like, just this Vince in general.
All right. I just want to defend my Canadians just a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't think we were really looking for approval from Americans so much as just approval. I hear this a lot from people from the Midwest, and if you're not from the Midwest, you don't really know, but they can't stand people from the coastal sides. East Coast, West Coast, they feel like Detroit don't get no respect. They feel like Chicago don't get no respect. They feel like Milwaukee don't get no respect. And they have a huge chip on their shoulder, and you can't tell until you mention L.A. or you mention New York, and then boom, they go off, and I can tell right away, oh, you from the Midwest, because you got that chip on your shoulder. You know what I mean? And it's sort of like, and Canada has it too, where every city is just looking for that acknowledgement, you know? And it's like, I don't know where their acknowledgement is coming from, but everybody is very, my city, you know? And Toronto was like, you know, without the Christmas game, man, we were pissed. We weren't getting that Christmas game for a long time. Now we don't care, you know what I'm saying? But boy, for a long time, that was the biggest deal in the world till we won that championship. Now we don't give two fucks about Americans' opinions about nothing. You know?
I don't do it. We still care. I don't do it.
Oh, yeah?
Care, we don't.
Oh, wow.
And that's the kicker, right? That proves my point, in my mind anyway. We have that nationally across Canada. Like, we our games are broadcast, no matter what station, what day. But we're not on American national schedule for Christmas. That's the thing. Or when it was,
that was
and we were in there, first round, second round, against whatever. We'd always have the first game
12 o'clock
of the playoff weekend.
Yeah. That was
mass disrespect. And it's like, who cares? Like, why are we?
But
why are
we were the screw face capital. We had the chip on our shoulder. Rappers would come here, do shows, and get beat up. We would just look for a reason. We were upset. And yeah, I guess we did kind of have that just sort of
Listen, Vince Carter will never change the fact that they will always think we have Thanksgiving on the same day.
We do look for that acknowledgement from the U.S.
They will never know that Thanksgiving's on a different day, and they never will change. We could tell them every single year. I work in the advertising age. It's the same thing. Happy Thanksgiving, Ben. Listen, I told you last year that Thanksgiving happened just passed. Okay? So, no, it's not today for me, but you can have your day today. Enjoy yourself. Okay, happy Thanksgiving now. So it's always going to be that way. So Vince couldn't change that. But I will give it out to Vince to finish this off, to cap it off, is that Vince almost just put a stamp on it, I think, that it was just a stamp that was needed. Because you know what? If Vince didn't come, do you think the Raptors would have stayed alive? A lot of people say that point. Would the Raptors have actually stayed afloat without Vince injection?
I think it's a legitimate question. You know I think we would have, but I think it's a legitimate question if you try to picture that.
I think we would have only because the Vancouver situation and the business of how their team was set up was very different from how the Raptors were. Like, right. We're always in partnership with Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. Mm-hmm. In terms of being in
stronger ownership,
usually with the Leafs, right? Leafs are always going to be popular, so it wouldn't have been a financial thing, right? So if they were going to move, it's because they were just bad and there was another team calling with more money on the table. But Vancouver's whole situation was like that was a new owner came in and he looked at the books and now we're a wrap. You know what I mean?
But you did have that situation where the Expos got their team kind of stolen.
Yes, that's true.
And without Vince Carter, the politics could have come in and we could have got our team stolen.
That's the one thing that I look at is like, did he technically almost maybe save the team?
I mean, we had Tracy. So, I mean, Tracy would have stayed. If Vince wasn't there, Tracy would have stayed. We saw what Tracy became. You know what I'm saying? Like, season you was gone, 30 points a game. You know what I'm saying? Why would I not believe he wouldn't have done that in Toronto? He just kind of unleashed his Super Saiyan. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as he went home to Florida, it was game over. So, I feel like...
I wish he just stayed for two more years, man. Oh, I really wish he just stayed for two more years. That still burns me to this day. Why didn't you sign a 3-year deal with an out on the third? Like, why? Just give us the little two. Come on, you have Vince.
It burns all of us, man, who came from that.
Don't get me wrong. As soon as he left, he was eating. As soon as he left, he was eating. But,
I still remember that Slam Magazine at that point, they had their predictions for the finals. And they had Vince Carter, they had the Raptors, that Vince team against the Lakers, and to go to the finals.
Iverson got there instead.
North Carolina, that's what got there instead.
North Carolina.
Look at the stats from that game. Yo, people talk like it was just a shot. Vince was horrible that game. Like he was.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was not a good game.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I remember that.
Yeah, the moment would look too big for him.
I think it was jet lag, which is fine. It's a lot of flying back and forth and all that shit. But he played a terrible fucking game. And only thing that gets played is the shot.
It's a funny aspect of the shot that a lot of people forget is that he actually pump faked the air before he shot. And he pulled a Tobias Harris. I don't know if you've seen Tobias Harris play recently, but Philly fans would know this. Every time they pass him a ball in an open shot, this guy will pump fake when nobody's within proximity of him.
Muscle memory, baby.
So, I mean, like, Vince Carter was doing it first, so shout out to Vince Carter for that move.
when DMX was cussing out Nas and Belly, talking about kids can't eat them books, and you out here taking flights, but diploma, you got a job. People go to school for a job. You have a job.
Yeah. And he was, when he got interviewed in the tunnel, he was pouting again. Remember that? He was pouting again. And that
by the Lakers. I'll take that to the grave. We should have went to the finals. Should have got swept. I would have been fine with it. But we should have.
Yes.
We would have smacked Milwaukee around.
Glenn Robinson. Yes.
He knows what it is. He knows what time it is.
They would have got Red.
The Lakers would have swept us 4-0.
Michael Red, you say?
Michael Red was on
Michael
that team.
Red. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, next up, we have the Pacers and Raptors, April 9th, which is Tuesday, 7 p.m. Man. I mean, I think there's four games left, so hit me. What do you want to see? You want to see Pascal? You want to see Halliburton? You want to see T.J. McConnell? What do you want to see?
I want to see how the Raptors do.
It is in Toronto.
Yeah, okay. I just want to see how the Raptors do on the beep test. because Pacers just run that thing back and forth, man. So let's see what the conditioning's like for the Raptors, man.
Yes. Well, they'll probably sit everybody. What about you, Max? What do you want to see?
I want to see, did Pascal come to Toronto already?
Since he's been training? I think he did. But I can't remember.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, because there's that picture with all the fans with his jersey on. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to see maybe us, you know, punch them in the mouth. Maybe just catch them by surprise.
Three in a row. Uno.
Why not? A completely irrelevant three in a row. Why not? Perfect end all to the season, you know?
Right? Just to keep the fans just semi-engaged. Like, look at that. Look how they ended the year.
Just more disrespect on top of the horrible season. Hey, look at the winning streak at the end, you know? Just one of those.
The Raptors have the longest three-point streak in the history of the NBA.
I hate those stats.
People break their screen, you know? 500 broken TV screens as soon as a reporter says that, you know?
What about you, Jay? What do you want to see or not see?
I want to see Jonte Porter. That's what I want to see.
Hey,
with Jonte.
All I want to
put some money on it.
That's the most interesting thing about the Raptors season is the Jonte Porter situation.
Jonte's parlay.
That's much larger in the scheme of what it can do to sports as a whole. Like this legalized gambling shit, I don't think people really realize like what the juncture that we're at right now. I think it's very
we've touched on it throughout the entire year. A-Rod started off saying this is out of control, isn't it?
Out of control.
It just got started. You know what I mean? It's going to get so much worse. So this Jonte Porter situation is the most exciting story in the world to me because it's like a Hollywood movie, man. You about to go into the big fight and you in the dressing room and you're shadow boxing and then some shadowy figure in a suit walks in there. Hey, young guy, you know, what you doing tonight for the fight? You're going to throw it. Throws you a stack of money. This is real shit. You know what I mean? It's happening. So I'm curious to see how this plays out. I'm focused way more on that than who the Raptors are playing next.
Yeah.
But all I care about now is Jonte Porter.
Jonte Porter. All right, Jonte, bring us episode 2. We'll see what happens. All right, boys, that was a lot of fun. J.O., thank you so much for coming back on with us. The door is always open.
Appreciate y'all, man. Glad to see it's going strong. Wish the season was better, but the analysis, top notch. You know what it is.
Jonte, make some money. And this was another episode of the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast, and we are your hosts. I'm Hoopo, that's A-Rod, and that's Max P. And J.O., thank you very much, man. Gracias. And listen, wherever you're listening to this podcast, hit like and subscribe. If you want to put a face to the voice, go to YouTube. We got these short clips. They're addictive like the crack rock, so jump on it. All right.